Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Brenda.
And I'm Julia. And you're listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Your 20s are known as both the most exciting and most confusing years of your life. We're here to share our stories, to have real and raw conversations, and best of all, to make you feel a little less alone.
This podcast was brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Do you believe?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. You know, one day you're traveling the world, going to Europe, you're living your life. And the next day, you're recording in your boyfriend's bathroom.
Oh my God, you're in the bathroom? Wow.
I'm sitting on the bathroom floor.
Wow, your back's going to hurt, huh?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Oh God, the things you do.
It just, you know, that is life.
That is life. The lessons that we learn, that we carry with us, that make us stronger.
Yeah. Hopefully one day.
Yeah, hopefully one day you'll
feel that way about this experience.
Someday, somehow.
I'm sure you will, but I have been thinking about that. Like, I'll touch upon some things that we touched upon in the 300th episode and like just the way I'm feeling this week. But it is really funny. And I'm like, oh, like when we were coming into recording this episode today, I'm like, oh man, I feel like I'm going to complain a lot. And I'm like, you know what? But that is your 20s. Like one day you really are like feeling your best. And then the next day you're really feeling your worst. And I think we talked about something that we were struggling with last week. I think something that I'm struggling with is being okay with that. Mm. I'm not okay with that. And I've realized that I like really beat myself up for that, for having bad days or days that I'm down or like off or not feeling my best self. And I don't know how to regulate that yet.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think also like we're talking about different days, but also sometimes within the same day, like I often have moments where like I wake up on top of the world and doing a million things. I'm productive. I'm fun. I'm all these things. And then like it comes midday and you feel that like little slump of sorts, or like things kind of upset you more. Like I literally experienced that day and I'm like, wait a second, why am I feeling this way? Or like, why am I acting this way? Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So I think it just really depends. And the more that we talk about it, even if it sounds like complaining, I think just normalizes it for ourselves and for other people.
And I do – something I want to talk about today is mornings. We haven't talked about mornings in a while, and I feel like we should. Yeah. We can get into that after Pride and Pickle. But I feel like on social media, like I just see these people, and it looks like every day that they're doing like so awesome and like the most every day and have the most energy every day. And like I'm like, is that real? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is that real and that's attainable and I could do that? Or is that not real and I'm like beating myself up over something that is not actually realistic?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just mixed and I think it depends on who it is. Like, even I think I'm a very like real example of things where like I'm definitely, I would say, the type of person that through this show, I don't know that I would be this way without the show, but like through this show, I absolutely don't want to paint like an unrealistic picture. However, I think when you do hard things, like for myself, if I'm waking up at the time that I said I was going to wake up, because it's hard and because it like truly takes something out of me, like I want to share that out of like this was hard and I did it anyway. But like you don't necessarily see me waking up 5 minutes before I'm supposed to be out the door, getting dressed downstairs in the dark, not wanting to wake Ellie up, almost forgetting my water, forgetting to pee, wondering if I'm wearing underwear, like all these random things that like you don't see me stumbling out the door with like my shoes half on. Like I feel like you don't see that stuff, but it's also hard to remember to share that stuff in the moment because I think it's like not necessarily even
It's not your
wanting to.
responsibility too,
No,
like.
for sure, but like it, that stuff like that makes me think to myself like fuck, like I should share more about like the struggle of it all, but I think it's hard, and I don't even know that struggle is the right word. I think it's just like the challenge that makes people feel like it's relatable, but that's why it's so important for us to talk about it here, long
Yeah.
form.
We'll dig into this because I think
Let's dig into that.
this is what we're gonna dig into today. So let's begin though first with a little bit of Pride and Pickles. It's very echoey in the bathroom.
Oh, that's what it is.
Do I sound echoey?
No, not to me, but like for just the pickle, like that just really came out. There was a little vibrato there. But it's over now.
Taking the shower.
That's all. That's all.
I'm resting my
But
arm on the toilet right
no,
now.
you're not.
Yeah, I
See,
am.
that's like a very real raw 20s
This is real
thing.
and raw.
Hand in the bowl.
Oh,
That really got you. Yeah, Chris always refers to the toilet
what
as the bowl, like
is that? The
bowl.
bowl?
Yeah,
He's
like
like,
toilet
ah, but it
bowl.
goes in on the bowl.
Literally, like if you eat, like
Ew.
if you eat, no, not like that, but like if you eat, like if you're eating a lot of whole foods or something, a lot of vegetables, a sweet green bowl, a bango bowl near my house, as we like to call it, be like, oh God, like I'm either gonna be at Stony Brook Memorial or I'm gonna be on the bowl the whole night. Like that's like how the reference. It's crazy. The bowl. Anyways, moving on to Pride and Pickle. My pride this week is that I had a lovely weekend with one of our best friends who's gonna be on the show, or maybe by the time you guys hear this, will have been on the show. Haley. And it was just so nice because I am always moving at a million miles a minute, even when I'm struggling through the million miles a minute, but I feel like it's almost within my like responsibility lately. And I just appreciate moments like that so much because it really forces me to really be grateful and to reflect on just like special friendships and moments. And also, I got an incredible facial, and I don't do that often. If
The
you
best.
know that, amazing. And now I have the perfect excuse, being that our wedding is in 9 months, the perfect excuse to start doing them monthly.
Yeah, you
So,
do.
yeah, honestly, like, yes, for the gorgeous skin of it all, but also I loved getting my face like massaged.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh
I
my
lose a
God.
lot of tension in my face.
I didn't know that I did. It was like a discovery.
It
Question
feels
for you
so
though,
good.
when you go to get a facial, are you chatty or are you mute?
It depends. A little bit of both. I
Okay.
like to talk about like what she's doing and what products she's using and my skin. I don't like to
Okay.
talk about
Like
life.
life.
Like
Okay, amazing.
I want to like relax and like learn. I don't want to chit chat.
Yes. Okay, I relate to that because we ended up going to a place that was almost like it was like a little tense sounds weird, but it was like a bunch of different like
You're gonna JJ?
estheticians. Yes.
Yeah, that's where I go.
And okay,
Love
people know what that is. I didn't know what that was.
There's a bunch of them all over the world.
Amazing. So it was that. And therefore, I could hear like people's conversations. And in my brain, I was like, God, I hope this woman like doesn't wish that I would speak to her like that because I don't want to talk at all.
No. I'll answer like one or two questions, and then I only want to hear about my skin.
Yes, that's it. Like, I'll be putting this on your face now. Great, great. Oh,
Cooking.
the whole extractions of it all is very underrated in the
It doesn't
sense of,
bother me
to
because
me,
I
I'm
do
like,
it
how is this legal?
mostly. What?
I'm like, how is this legal? You're squishing me.
You're literally putting pins in my face.
Got ouchies. But yeah, so to be determined, I will send Julia a couple of different places I'm looking at for facials for her reference and feedback to tell me what's good.
Yeah.
That's my pride. And my pride is also that I'm a very simple girl. I don't take a lot to be satisfied by a moment.
That is so nice.
Yeah. And then my pickle is had a realization that we're definitely on like the back end of our 20s, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually ended up ordering two products, not one, but two back, lower back, like remedy things from Amazon this week.
Oh no.
Don't know what's been happening with my lower back. I don't know if it's like.
What are you having, spasms?
No, it's not even spasms. I just feel like I need to be like stepped on multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
And it could be like, I don't know if it's. Ellie's just so cute when she sleeps. I can't help it. I spoon her however she wants me to. So like, it could be that. Or I don't know what else it is.
Maybe just from your workouts and sitting at a desk all day. Mm-hmm. Sitting at a desk all day is literally so bad for you.
Yeah, like maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Oh, but like
I was slumping.
Yeah. Oh, same. I have horrible posture. But yeah, one of them is like a one that you almost lay on and are in like almost like a bridge position. Not sure if I love it. And then another one is like a pillow to sleep with. Both arrived.
Did someone advise you on these products or you just said these look good?
No. I just went and looked at which had the most stars on Amazon.
Sure. Okay, great.
No doctor recommendation. So no. I'm not recommending it to anyone listening either.
Okay, so maybe we'll get an expert on that the show.
Well, maybe we should.
Instead of going off Amazon star reviews.
Yeah, that's what I based my life off of. Thank you very much. Literally, Julia.
I'll start with my pickle. Oh, I got a couple. Oh, my pickle is that this week it's just she's not it. She's not her. Just dealing with this apartment stuff is really frustrating and pretty. I said to Nathan last night, like I feel so bogged down by it. I feel like it's overtaking like everything else in my life right now. Like I feel like I can't focus on other things because I'm just like so overwhelmed with needing to deal with this problem because like right now we're like fighting with the management because they don't want to like properly compensate us for us having to not live in our apartment and they're telling us that it's safe to live in our apartment. I don't have walls.
Hello.
So it's just that. Like it's like so frustrating dealing with them. And then I'm like, I feel so bad for people. Then it like really hurts my heart because I'm like, I feel so bad for people that don't have the resources that I have and they do this to people and like whole spiral, you know.
Yes.
But you know, last week I was saying that like I feel really resilient and like I do, and I know that I'll get through it, but on the moment to moment, it has just been like really, really bogging me down in a lot of ways. I'm really trying to like not let it overtake everything else in my day. But the like stress and frustrations about it have been for the past 2 days. So like today I was trying to do a little bit better about not letting it interfere with everything else and not let it take up my whole day, brain space wise. Because the past 2 days, it has literally taken up a lot of time of like calling and emailing and blah, 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 taking photos and whatever. But so that's just been really hard. And I just hate feeling like that I can't get out on top of something.
Yeah.
And I know it will pass and I know it will be okay. Just it's been a rough couple days. And I know that it's a problem that's probably not going to be resolved soon. Like it might take another week or two to get it resolved, and I think that stresses me out. And then like the needing to move and figuring that out, and you know, so it's been overwhelming to say the least. And I feel frustrated at myself for allowing it to affect other things. But that doesn't help me.
It doesn't, but I think that regardless, it's like very relatable to so many different situations that we experience in life, in our 20s, in however old we get to live. Like there are so many things that come up around things being out of our control, which is just deeply uncomfortable. Like, I know we talk a lot about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, but this is like a different level. Like, this is, there's a difference between putting yourself in the way of discomfort to build yourself, and there's then something totally different when something is just like, here you go, bitch, figure it out. Like, it's so different. So it's just like, it's a totally different scenario. And I feel like you sharing that, even though nobody wishes for you to go through it, is relatable in the sense of like, we're still going to have those moments. And I think that the exact phrase that you used about like letting it bog you down is something that as we start to like feel more like our authentic selves and break boundaries and like all these amazing things that we talk about and try to talk about on this show, I think the more that we get to like that version of ourselves most of the time, it's extra frustrating to feel not that way, because it feels like, what the heck, I unlocked this like other level of me, but I don't feel like her right now.
Yes,
and it's a weirdly triggering feeling.
Yes, that's exactly it, because it's like I feel like I can't do like all the things I want to do and be the version of me that I want to be right now because of this scenario, and it feels like so suffocating in a lot of ways, like and like it's just it's messy. And then, but of course there's like, well, if I like had an apartment that was fixed, like then I could be doing all these things. And it's sometimes I feel like we're like, well, don't wait for the if I, when I, but in this scenario, I think it's really true.
Well, I think like so much of it though is with like expectations that we set. And I feel like we've mentioned this a lot, but even something as simple as like expecting yourself, like setting the expectation that like, how could you be okay with something like this? Like, you could be the most grateful, like even tempered person on the planet, and still like, this is bothersome. Like, even if you feel privileged, even if you're grateful for the resources, even if you know it'll be okay, it's normal to be uncomfortable with the fact that like so much is out of your control for an undefined amount of time. And I think it's also triggering because you've had a couple of things in your life this year that have happened for an undefined amount of time. And it's like, hello, why me?
And I just want to be like normal. You know, I just want to be like able to like, I was so excited after so much, we talked about this. I was so excited after so much traveling to like get in a routine and be like normal. And it's just like not super possible right now. Like, yes, I think there's more of it that I can do. And I think I am allowing it to like interfere with a lot of other things.
Yeah.
But I think it's exactly because what you said, my expectation of how that was going to look is now different.
Yeah.
That's something that's been very hard for me my whole life. And something that I am trying to work on is I don't do well when my expectations are not met.
Yeah.
And it's something that I know I need to work on. But I definitely struggle when I have an expectation of something and it doesn't turn out that way. Like, even if I like order in dinner and I expect it to be like something and they send you the wrong order, like I get like so upset about it.
Yeah.
And then I think that that is a lot. I think you just unlocked a lot of like, yes, there's that the literal practical frustrations about it, but in terms of like my own self, and like the other part of it about like feeling myself, I think it is a lot of, I had an expectation of how like these couple weeks were going to look and they look different.
For sure. Yeah. That's super relatable. And I feel like it's just one of those things that like we have to almost know about ourselves. Like, I think that when we look at our strengths and our weaknesses and like what's just currently part of who we are, knowing that like, okay, when something doesn't go as planned, like this is how I normally feel. So like, how can I prepare for that to react differently? That's something I've super had to be aware of for myself too, because I was like that with, and I still am in some ways, but like something that would really get me is like plans. Like if I had a certain idea of plans that I was going to have and then those plans totally changed, like I would be so sad. And I think a lot of it also is dependent on like what is our like trigger point in the moment. Like at the time I was feeling a bit lonely, so like the idea of plans being canceled, this was like around when I first moved in, like it was like, no, like I was super looking forward to that. And then in terms of like now, I would say what I'm getting better at navigating but comes up is like, oh, I was expecting to be today to be a lighter work day, let's say, and then it's not, and it's like a million things are piled on, and it's like I have to take a moment and be like, okay, not what I expected, right. but I can manage it.
But it is what it is, and I can do it. Yeah, I can manage it.
Right. Like, I can manage it. I can figure it out. I'll ask for support here. But it is – I understand the frustration around the immediate feeling of, like, ugh, like wanting to, you know, jump out of your skin a little bit. So I think that it's something that on a smaller scale, the more that we continue to practice in little instances like that, even if they feel big, the more we're able to actually apply it to things like our timelines, like thinking we would have a baby by this age and then being like, that makes no sense in my life right now, right, for me. But I think that we're able to apply it to more of those bigger things when we practice it on those smaller instances.
100%. And I think it has to do with acceptance as well. I think I wanted to deny that this was the case for like the past week. And I think I just need to accept that, okay, this is the case. This is what I have to deal with. These are the fights I'm going to have to fight. And like, that is the truth. And I will just, you know, I will exist within that. And I will like accept that that's the reality right now and just do, you know, the best I can and restructure and make it work for me. So I think it is a little bit of acceptance as well. And I think that applies, like you were saying, like this kind of applies for a lot of things, not just like a flood in your apartment, but it applies for a lot of things on accepting our situations that are out of our control.
Yeah. And acceptance is like a weird word. I don't know about you, but I've had like a weird like relationship to the word acceptance. I think because for some reason lately, like when we first started our 20s journey, I feel like I associated it with like making peace and making like strides and like all this stuff. Whereas now for some reason, I feel like I associate like subconsciously the word acceptance with like settling for some reason.
Oh no.
I know you don't mean it like that.
Yeah. I think it's just an understanding of reality.
Ooh, that's a beautiful way to put it.
You know, because I wanted it to not be the reality that I was going to have to be out of my apartment, you know?
Yeah, I like that a lot because it's very – there's no emotion attached to that.
No.
Like at all. And then you can do with like understanding that reality, the opinion comes after.
Huh. Yes.
Beautiful.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You got any prides over there?
I got a pride. I do. I got a pride. Also, I've had to stop myself from being like, this week sucks. Because it's so easy when there's a few bad things to be like, this week is the week from hell. And so I'm just trying to be like, this week she's been a little bit hard. Like, that's okay. Because it's not the truth. Because there's also been good things this week. But I think it's so easy to just like want it to be the week from hell because a couple things went bad. So try not to do that.
Yeah. No, it's so easy between the like the why me, like I don't know why something about like a victim mentality sticks out. Not because it's not true. Like there's a lot of things that like really freaking suck that are happening to you right now.
Yeah. And on top of it, both Nathan and I are sick.
I did not know that. That's even worse. Yeah, it's so easy to get into that, like, everything is terrible. And I think that that's where – we've definitely talked about this in earlier episodes, but, like, that's where I understand that it's hard between that difference where people say, like, where, like, toxic positivity comes in and, like, where that weird line is because it's, like – it's hard to see things sometimes for people as, like, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's, like, I don't even know how to word it, but it seems like you had a thought on it. So please go.
It just, this goes into like something that I wanted to ask you about, like when we get to our morning section. So I'll say my pride real quick and then we can move on to the morning.
Okay, cool.
Just the pride is that the WGA strike is over. They've come to an agreement. The points are beautiful. We're very excited for our sister union and hopefully the SAG will be next. Big, big strides and very exciting. So that's a pride. Also, hell yeah. My astrology, I know we're getting off topic from the morning, okay. But my astrology, I listened back to my like weekly astrology and my seasonal one. And there was a lot in this. I told you there was a lot in it about home, but there was also a lot in it about justice. And like, I do feel like I'm dealing a lot of things with like justice, like the justice that I need for like the apartment situation, the justice with like the union strikes. Like, it's very interesting.
It is. Sometimes when you mention certain things with like with astrology that like don't make sense, well, don't make like we don't understand it in the moment. And then like kind of after we're like, oh,
yeah.
I feel like that's so relatable to so many things that we're like, what the fuck is the purpose of this?
Yeah.
And then it kind of starts to make sense. Like, I would not in my lifetime, I mean, actually, you're a very like people's person and you believe in important things. However, I wouldn't have been like, oh, Julia's September will be filled with justice.
Justice. I know. And literally, I'm like about to sue my apartment building.
Like, hello.
And like, have been on the picket list here
first.
You know, like, who am I?
He's coming for you.
I don't want to deal with it. I don't like justice. I don't want to be involved. I
just want everyone I'm not the chosen one.
I just want everyone to be nice to each other. Literally at the end of the day of it, like at the end of the day of it all, I'm just like, why can't people just treat people properly?
Why do people follow the golden rule? Peacemakers talk about it. They don't fight about it.
Peacemakers talk about it. They don't fight about it. Okay.
Let them be friends.
It's so true. It's a great line. It's a good tagline.
It is.
For anyone that doesn't know, me and Brenda were in a club called Peacemakers, and we did have a song, and the beginning of the song goes, peacemakers talk about it, they don't fight about it. And
they want to make up and be friends.
They want to make up and be friends. And I think we could all use a little of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the thing I was gonna say on the morning thing, going off of what you said, and then I have like a lot of questions for you for your morning, but I feel like I see these people on the media and they're like today's awesome in the morning, and I'm like, do you wake up and feel like today's awesome and you like have all this energy upon opening your eyeballs? Okay. No.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can attest to 100%. I don't wake up and say today's awesome, like not at all.
Like, do you open your eyes and you're like in a movie, like perfect day?
No, I'm like so upset that anyone could even think that. I'll literally walk you through what I do. My alarm rings. I set 3 because I'm so scared to miss one, especially for a class. I hate like canceling by accident. So my alarm will ring. Ellie will look at me. And I'll be like, 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes, because I have a backup alarm. And then I'll consider to myself, not every day lately, but most days I'll be like, maybe I'll just sleep. And then okay, I'll be like, yes, of course. Okay, everybody does. There's okay. Especially now that it's getting like, wow, I'm like upset genuinely that people would ever imagine that I would.
Literally, there are people on the Instagram that like are like sleeping in their beds, and they like make it seem like they're sleeping in their beds, and then they're like 5 a.m. alarm goes off and they're like, perfect day.
Julia's got a lot of jingles today, guys. No, so that's definitely not what I do. I will say that like the more that I continue to like stick to a habit, the less that's my automatic thought, or the less that it lingers. What'd you say?
It makes it easier.
Yeah, well, I think it's less of that. Like, I think the same thing as like anything with self-belief, it's less of that back and forth, almost like negotiation with yourself. Mm-hmm. Of should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't
You're
I?
Like, it's more of what like, I do.
Right? And it doesn't mean that it doesn't come up. Even this morning, like, I was like, oh, we were up so damn late last night. I didn't get enough hours of sleep. Should I just stay in? Should I just cancel my class? And I'm like, nope, I'm going to go. Like, I'm going to be really proud if I go. Like, that's just like, I've been kind of I think that's what keeps me going is like I don't every day automatically think like, oh yeah. But the more that I do, the more I'm like, oh, I just go. I just go.
Okay.
And I think a big part of my motivation behind that though now is like there have been like the past 4 months, like this whole summer, I went to the gym much later than I did than I do right now. But I was able to manage it. And now with like the workload that I have, if I go any later than I am right now, I don't get the same like peace. And I'm like, you know what? I respect myself enough to make this time now because then I'm not resentful later. Like I, to be open about if we're talking about like complaining.
Yeah.
I hate being a resentful person at all. But like if I don't have time for myself now because I value it so much and I don't get it too much, I am so much more likely to be like, this is stupid. I do so much work. Like, even though I don't actually believe that, it's easy to think negatively about it. So I would much rather do the uncomfortable thing so that I don't, like, so that I'm not in that mindset. But no, yeah. I do not wake up thinking this is awesome. But I do.
Okay. Wait, so you snooze the second alarm?
Yes. Then I would say usually for the sake of, I try to very briefly remind myself that if I make it to the third alarm, I'm going to be rushing like way too much. But I do not give myself that much time. My class is at 5:15. My first alarm is at 4:50, 4:55. My last one's at 5.
Sheesh.
So I try to get up by the 4:55 one.
And what time are you usually going to bed?
To bed? Oh, it's hard. I would say on average around 10:30. And it depends. But I would say that's average. That's fair.
Okay.
And yeah, so then I kiss Ellie on the head, tuck her in, grab my watch, grab my phone, grab my clothes that are in this room, go downstairs, get dressed downstairs. My water's already by the door. My clothes are on because I picked them out the night before. And then I take my pre-workout and I go.
And during that time that you're like getting out the door, like how are you feeling?
Definitely very groggy. Like I would say that I will say though now, I don't know if it's just like over time, but I don't, after I'm out of bed, I don't like consider going back to bed. I think because I'm like, oh, I already got up kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would say my like negotiation with myself is when I'm still in bed, like between those alarms, I'm like, should I go? Should I just stay home? Should I just like do the workout later? Because technically right now, like if I miss my class, I'm still coming back home and going to the gym with Chris right after for strength training. So it's like I still have an opportunity to like sleep and just do a different workout.
Right.
But I'm definitely feeling groggy. My eyes aren't that open. But because I guess I'm driving to my class, I feel like I wake up a little bit. I play a song that I like, play a podcast that I like for those couple of minutes, even if it's just like filler, just to, you know, do something. And then I would say I don't feel like fully awake until I'm actually exercising. Like I would say I sometimes I like don't like. Not doze off, tune out, like the instructors who give, you know, tutorials on what the hell the class is about. I accidentally like tune them out a little bit and then I'm a little lost during the class, but my brain's not like fully on. But I feel much more clear.
Right. So you start to feel like today's going to be a good day, like while you're like mid workout class.
Yeah, I would say mid is a good thing, but I would say I definitely start to feel more like just, I don't regret it. I never regret it even when I'm starting to get there. Like I've never gotten there and been like, I want to go home.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I'm more interested in though, in like the energy to get there. You know, it's like, I think that's what people really struggle with of like, okay, how do I get myself out of the bed? Which I think you laid out really well in your thought process there. And then I think it's like, when do I start to feel good? Because it doesn't feel so good in the morning. And I think because I know sometimes because I'll wake up and not feel today's going to be a great day. I think for me, because I talk to you so much and I'm inspired by you and how you do it, like I push through that. But I think for a lot of people, they're just like, well, if I don't immediately wake up and feel like today's going to be a great day, then why am I like doing this way? You know,
no, I really get that. I can relate to that on like a, on a note that I'm going to try to find the right words for, because sometimes words can be hard. But lately, so I think it, like, so much of it depends. So for me, my relationship to, like, exercise and enjoying it and, like, all this stuff, and this is actually relevant to one of our best friends just texted me, and she started going to the gym, and she was like, I hope I like it soon. And I think it kind of goes back to managing expectations. This goes for Ashley. This goes for waking up. This goes for, like, taking a class, like, all these things. There is a strong chance that, like, you're going to be tired every time. You're going to not want to go every single time. But it's, so, like, I feel like the net, like, what are you getting back from it? And I feel like remembering how much of, like, a, even, like, the those freaking dogs that we learned about, like, even with our dogs, like, every time they do something good, we're like, okay, treat. Like, it doesn't mean give yourself a treat, but, like, even words.
Yeah.
Like, so much of, like, I truly am so intentional about it because I want to keep going and I want to keep feeling those things. And I'm like, oh, I'm really proud of that I did this. Wow, this was super productive. Wow. Like, I really try to do, even if it's little tiny things, because I want to continue to repeat the behavior. And if we're like, oh, I'm such a piece of shit for, like, not having the energy. And that doesn't mean that, like, those thoughts don't come up. Like, there are workouts where I do not have the right energy. There was a workout the other day where, like, we were jumping a little too much and I felt really nauseous. And I was like, this is not ideal. I don't love this. But it's like, we do the best that we can with the energy that we've got. And, like, that's okay. But on a, I think, more relevant type of thing, I think it's really easy to talk ourselves out of, like, doing a routine because we're like, well, if I'm not enjoying it, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. And I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine about, like, the challenging yourself. And it, this was essentially in the sense of, I'll just be very transparent, in the sense of, like, I have personally been, like, at a, I would say, a pretty even, like, weight for a couple of months. And she was mentioning to me about, like, which weight loss is a whole other thing. But anyways, for me, I'm like, I don't really want to, like, necessarily eat less than I'm eating now. I don't really want to exercise more than I'm exercising right now. And there's this really interesting thing about, like, going from, I think we associate certain things with, like, doing it out of misery or doing it out of, like, oh, I hate myself, so I have to do this thing. And sometimes, like, you can be in a good place and just want to be better. Like,
100%.
But it's a really weird thing because it's like, well, why would I put myself in, like, an uncomfortable position, like, just to be better if I feel good right now? But it's, I don't know, it's interesting. So,
and on the flip side of that, it's like, we don't have to always go more. Like, if we're doing something and it's good and it's working and it's making us feel good and it's allowing us to be our best version of ourselves, we don't always need, okay, and then add another thing. Like, it doesn't always need to be that.
Yeah. And I think that it really, like, it comes back down to what we talk about a lot with, like, being honest with yourself about, like, what is it that you're really looking for? Like, what is the feeling that you're looking for? What's the goal here?
What's the purpose?
Yeah. Like, because if the purpose is, like, maybe you are seeking to feel differently. Maybe you are seeking to feel like you want more self-belief. If it's that versus it's like, you need to fill your time, like, it's just different. So I think being honest with yourself is really important. If the answer is, I want to feel different, and I know that, like, I want to be able to say that I did this thing that I thought I couldn't do, then it might take some different steps than we're, like, used to necessarily. But I think what's cool about routines is, like, we don't have to – this is, I think, a really good tip in terms of, like, setting yourself up if you're trying to create a routine and don't currently have one or whatever, is making it as easy as possible for yourself and not being discouraged by that. Like, for myself, if I don't lay out my clothes the night before, if my water's not by the door, if my bag and my keys aren't by the door and everything isn't charged, it's going to take me so much longer and getting there is going to feel a lot more tedious. So making it as simple as possible so that for myself, I'll be honest with you, I don't even brush my teeth before I go. Like, I don't. I have mints in the car and, like, don't come too close to me. That's going to take time.
She's not there to socialize, people.
I'm not there. Oh, I am not there to socialize. But so, like, all of these, like, little things that make it more tangible. And even for certain goals, like, I think it's okay to temporarily convince yourself that something is easier than it actually is. Even for certain goals that I have, it's not, and that's not just to confuse with delusion or with, like, I don't know, just totally morphing a situation doesn't mean to not be realistic, but to be like, oh my gosh, this is so attainable. Of course I can do this.
Yeah.
And I think it makes it just like more mentally doable.
100%. On the days where it's like, okay, maybe you had a bad day the day before and then you're waking up in the morning and like you're not feeling it and you're not feeling good and like mentally, like what do you tell yourself on those days that you still like want to commit to getting up?
So on a day when I wake up not feeling great mentally but still want to go?
Yeah.
I feel like I really focus on the
like it's not a sick day. It's not, you're not legitimately sick. It's just like you're feeling like mentally bad, maybe tired. Like what are you saying to yourself?
I honestly just have like little phrases. I don't have much. I feel like we have to give ourselves the grace that when we first wake up, we don't have that much. Like it's either automatic negative thoughts or it's like our brain's trying to keep us comfortable and safe and well-rested, or it's just human thoughts. So for me, I have to have like lines, go to lines prepared, or else I'm probably not going to think of one, like honestly. So one of my go-tos, and it has been for like, I would say years now, is I respect myself enough to show up for myself. Mm. And I used this line for, in comparison to, I keep talking about our friends, but it's all relevant. I used to go to the gym with one of our best friends, and in the mornings I would drive 45 minutes to meet her. And that was such a big deal. And she would say to me, I was never as consistent as I was when we went to the gym together, because you were coming to my town. So I felt like I had to be there. I had to be there for you. And I was like, okay, well, here's the difference. Like, you have to put that same level of value on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I love that you are putting that value on me and that you wanted to show up for me. But like, if you love and respect me enough to be there, you have to put that same thing on yourself. And it is not easy, but I would say that is one of my go-to lines. I respect myself enough to show up for myself. And then my other line is, I'm going to feel so proud and so much better. And like, now I have that evidence that I do every single time, that it's like, I have truly, and that's another one, I've truly never regretted making this choice. Mm-hmm. Never. Again, unless you're like super nauseous and, you know.
Unless you're like legitimately sick. And in which case, if you are legitimately sick, you do need to let yourself have a couple days.
Absolutely. And that's like totally different. But in terms of like what I think you're alluding to, which is just like not feeling like it.
Yeah.
That's so normal. Like truly,
I feel not like it every day, every single day.
Yeah. And for so many different little things. And I think that we add a lot of, at least I did, a lot of emotion to something like exercise. I'm like, oh, I don't want to. And like, we feel icky about it because I think we associate it with like being lazy or not being motivated enough. And I know that I felt that way for so long.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't really feel, maybe that's a totally other episode, but there's give and take, right? So yeah, days where we're up till 11, 12 p.m. working and I have to get up the next morning and I get to get up the next morning and go to my class. Our laundry's laying on the floor for like 3 days, unfolded. like there's a give and take. Like,
right.
So I think recognizing that, like, I try not to judge myself too hard for like, or here's another thing. Like, so if people are looking from the outside looking in, people would probably be like, how do you do housework? Like, we have a house, our roof is leaking. Like all these random things, our dishes are dirty. I do not cook. So there's like a give and take. The most I do is like air fry, or we get meal prep food. And I'm sure we could do a whole other episode on just like how that impacts like feeling like a woman, like all these different things. But like, I recognize that for me to have my routine in the morning, there are other things that
are going to sacrifice.
That are going to be sacrificed. Yeah. Or that are just,
I think that's really important to say, because I do think people, especially people who like preach morning routine stuff, like they also give off that they have everything all together.
Yeah.
And I think it's like really important to say that that's like not always the truth. And like a lot of those people that do preach a lot of this stuff, like have a lot of help, and that's how they're able to get like all this stuff done. And I think just being realistic on like what's really in our scope of manageability.
Yeah, definitely. And that goes for like financially, whether you have a partner or not, whether you have that help, like there are so many, what type of jobs you have. Like, it, none of it is all defining, but at the same time, like, there are so many times that I've said to Chris, like, I don't know how, like, with the level that I work, I have a really hard time, like, wrapping my head around, like, how do I add more to this? And that's with, like, at this rate in life, I do have very strong self-belief that, like, I can tolerate a lot of things. I can handle a lot of stress. But, you know, I need, like, a meal that takes 2 minutes, 5 minutes, that's it. Yeah. And, like, that's just the reality of it. Like, if I didn't have help with Ellie, it'd be so much harder. If I didn't have, like, financial – if we didn't split a lot of things, like, it would be so different. Mm-hmm. If Chris wasn't the type of, you know, if I felt like I had to maybe, like, care more for him in the sense of, like, household chores, it would be so different. Mm-hmm. So everyone has, like, kind of their own things, but I do think it's important to note that, like, for, and it's funny because you keep saying the word morning routine, and I'm like, I know we used to talk about it as morning routine so much more, but now, like, I don't even think about it as, like, oh, this is my morning routine, weirdly. Mm. I guess just because I feel like it's so much less I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's so much less, like, I hope this is clear. I don't meditate. Like, I maybe used to try. I don't meditate. I definitely could do so much.
What works for you?
But not because I don't want to. I think it's just, like, what can I make the time for right now?
Make choices. Like, you can't do everything. So you have to make choices. And right now you're making certain choices that you feel are aligned for you.
Exactly. So I think that it's just, like, it's funny because I feel like I really did used to, like, wake up, journal, and meditate. And, like, I feel like that stuff does get, even to myself, which is why even you asking me this stuff, I'm like, wow, that's so fascinating, because I don't even see it as, like, I guess my intention that I lead with is, like, I probably won't have time for myself the rest of this day. So, like, let me fill this pocket with the most amount that I can. But it definitely feels different than it used to be when I would wake up and meditate and journal and do the Daily Stoic and, like, all this stuff, which are amazing things. But I think that's just a testament to how our things evolve as our life evolves.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, bud. Well, thanks for validating to me that you don't wake up out of every day and feel like the most amazing person ever.
Yeah, no. No, I definitely don't.
But I do like that you have things that allow you to get there. And I think that's the thing that a lot of us need to hear is that, okay, it's not that you wake up and your eyes open and you feel motivated and amazing and, like, today is going to be awesome. You wake up like everyone else wakes up, but then you have things that help you to get there.
Yeah. And I do think having a more positive, like, feeling towards it is possible. Like, I don't want to make it sound like every day I wake up and I'm just sad and I don't want to be there, because I don't think it's there.
No.
I think it used to be that way and I used to struggle a lot more, but I really do think that, like, just like with anything else, the more that we have those things prepared and the more that we practice, the more that, like, it just becomes more automatic. It really does.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
I don't
to know
think anybody wakes up, like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Like, I think that's super, like,
I don't know if some people out there make it seem that way. I would love to know.
Yeah, I would love to know. I really don't think so. Like,
you think, like, they're waking up, like, same thing as you, and then they're getting there.
I really do, yeah. Because there's just no way. Like, I think we've been through so many different seasons, and I feel like if that were the case, I would have unlocked it by now. I say that only because I don't know. I feel like I've tried so hard to, like, unlock that, like, unshakable feeling, and, like, I've read people, I've listened to things, and, like, everybody has those thoughts.
Yeah I think it's so easy to think that that's not the truth. I also think, like, people feel like, oh, in order to do certain things I need to feel motivated, but I think the motivation actually comes after you kind of start doing the things.
Well, I think one of the most,
and that's hard.
It's super hard. I think that's one of the most, like, repeated lines in a lot of those, like, self-development books and personal development, is that it has nothing to do with motivation first. Mm. And that, like, the chart of your results start with discipline and start with consistency and action. And then the motivation comes after. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, I think you're motivated by, like, being almost surprised, like, pleasantly surprised at your ability to stick to something. And I think that it also doesn't have to be extreme or extravagant or all at once and like uproot your whole life, but you can really like just choose to change something from one day to the next. And I think putting those little things into place, like whether it is like so many of our friends will send me selfies when they get to the gym. And like, I genuinely am so happy to celebrate it because I know, not because I'm like, miss, I get there all the time, but more so because I know so deeply the back and forth of should I go or should I not go.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. I think having those little things just in place, whatever it is.
Well, I hope everyone has a perfect day.
Perfect day.
Nothing's standing in my way. I feel like if my alarm clock was that movie, I would feel that way.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe we have to just change our alarm clock sounds because I currently have one that's not part of it. Alarm. Mine is terrible.
Oh, they're awful.
They're so bad. They're like, in all honesty, if I'm thinking of my exact reaction when my alarm rings, it's like, ugh. What? I hate it.
Yeah, but I hate the noise. That noise is terrible. Why do we wake up to such terrible noise?
I don't know, but I have to ask Chris. Every single time he has a beautiful one. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Like, it's beautiful. Oh, I have to ask him. I'll tell you the tone. You've got to have it.
Okay, let us know.
I'm gonna ask right now.
You gotta have it.
You've got to have it because every time that I hear it, like on the weekends, I don't set an alarm at all, and I just take his. And I'm like, why do I not have that one? Why is mine like, bah, bah?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's awful. All right, change your alarm. Have a perfect day. I hope everyone is doing okay out there. Thanks for coming with us on episode 301. Please leave a rating and a review. Hopefully you've entered our 300 giveaway. $300 first form gift card giveaway. I think that might be over by now. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. But please share and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. We love you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast. Be sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts and please subscribe. You're never alone. Our pride sticks together. Tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of Roaring Twenties Podcast. You get to start your week with us and end your week with us. With love, Brenda and Julia.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.